And neutrality is bad. Why? You people, you believe in tolerance and in between is good. And here, I say, neutrality is bad. What do you say about that? Neutrality in our stories is bad. Do you remember how we based on our story? What is the common language of this story? A lady means brain, logic. A man means the silly part of us, the other one. And we explained it, the problem is the fight between these two. Do you remember? So neutrality, what is neutrality? Making a fake peace between that man and a woman, which will prolong the misery they lived in. Do you remember that? We explained it. We are caught between logical selfishness and the joy of selflessness. As simple as that. Logically, we improve our selfishness. So this is why he brings that one. Okay, in our stories, suddenly this is neutral, the other one is what? That hero, big hero, the David, which is Rustam. Rustam is an Iranian mythological figure, which is like Hercules. Almost exactly. No, except Hercules is a little bit more refined. That one is more rough. That's the difference between them. So he brings that against this in a story to imply what? The point at the end of the story is that I told you this story not because I was telling you that there are bad people out there. I was telling you the wrongness is in you. Remember, from the first moment we are sort of saying, do not blame the outside. Outside is perfect. This is what the problem is. Correct yourself. Find the animal. Be in control. That was the point. He said, okay. But that was simple when I said it. If it is that simple, why do you need so many years of practice and follow-up and all that? Because it's very difficult. Because the source of the problem is in me. What is that? Let me explain it to you. You think that you solve the life and you go on. Every single moment of your life is a test. And it's a very important test. Why? Because look at a human being. When we grow up, the first thing that will grow in us is what? Is selfishness. Look at babies, children, how they grow up. They come up, they become teenager. This ego will expand and could go out of control. And your every single moment counts a lot. Why? Because you're not only living your life in that moment. You are rebuilding yourself. Because who is building your personality? You. How? With what you do, with your deeds, not with your thoughts, not with your talking. With your deeds, you make your real self, right? So every single moment counts. And there are a lot of difficult passes that you should go through because you should be careful. It's like this. What is the first thing that you should avoid? Is that arrogance. This ego will expand. Automatically, you add something here, the ego grows. You know more, your ego is bigger. That's what the knowledge is. That's why we use wisdom for this, not knowledge. We change it because we know that scientific one is different. Okay, how does it grow? How really could you become arrogant? Oh, by listening to yourself normally doesn't work, because everybody is trying. There should be some couple of people around you who buy that, or you think they buy it, so you try to sell it. He says, okay, in this business you're selling it to the people, so what? They admire you, so what? That's nonsense. Let me tell you why. There are knowledgeable people around, right? When they find you, what they do to you. That is the test. Do not be happy that you learn some wording here, some way of talking or something, and you say, okay, now I'm it, and try to influence other people. Because the king will call you and will test you. If you claim that you are a good fellow, first of all, what will happen to you? Nothing. What will happen to the rest of the people around you? All of them, they have more right to ask for something. It is a serious stuff when we say become a better human being. We are not joking. And there is a hefty price to pay for this, because this is the best thing you could get. The only positive point was that you don't lose anything in here. So if there was no testing here, everybody will claim that I'm good. Have you seen someone who doesn't say I'm good? Go and see the documentaries they make all around the globe, from these miserable people. And they are all good people, but nobody appreciates them enough. Nobody will give them enough. Because it's never enough, period. When is enough? Yes?
Even suppose that the neutered one has put on a coat of mail. As soon as he feels the blow, he will become as a captive. How will he that is intoxicated with God be restored to his senses by the west wind? The God-intoxicated man will not come to himself at the blast of the trumpet.
Poetically, he is describing a very special condition. You say, okay, let's talk about the drunk fellow. Put him in a cold ice. We'll come back, 2 hours, that's it, beam. But here, these people are like drunk people. Even when they are killed, they don't care, because this is another kind of drunkenness. If you look at it like this, everything will be the appreciation of this part, okay? But be careful, because the other part is in us first, because we love to be admired. Why? Narcissism. Loving yourself. Narcissism is nothing. Yes, we discover it as a psychological defect. But what is narcissism? Narcissism is the way God guaranteed the life to remain here. Because every living creature should love itself before becoming masculine and feminine. Even narcissism is the base of the animal, and we need a little bit place in this animal to keep that non-animal stuff we enjoy and we know is worthy. That's what it is. So we say, do not be fooled by the presence. Do not try to change the form. The essence should be changed here. The difficult stuff that we will try to explain later. Yes?
The wine of God is true, not false. You have drunk buttermilk. You have drunk buttermilk. Buttermilk.
Yeah, buttermilk, 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 because this is the poetic stuff. he wants to say something, and he will use some musicality here, and will repeat it even. In the essence, is the vulgarity of musicality of this poem. First of all, what is wrong with buttermilk? Be honest. Nothing. It's good stuff. But here is because it rhymes with something else. Lying, cheating in Persian is durup. Okay? Buttermilk is duk. Duruk, duk, duk, duruk, duruk, duk. He plays with that and he will repeat the duk because duk is the cheapest drink in time of Rumi. You know what duk is? Duk is this. First of all, there is this taming animal and having a cow. For what? For only milk. There is no steak in Rumi's time. If they had a steak, there was no cow left. Because they cannot mass produce the cows. You forget that this meat-eating stuff is recently here. And it's possible because we are ruining everything to have a cow, to have a steak, period. Cow is for the milk. When milk arrives, preservation is the problem. Okay, for a while milk is there, is good, but it should come buttermilk. Then after buttermilk will go on and on and on. You don't know even, you don't have words for it. It goes to karagurut, means a black stuff, which is like a black stone. And it's just like a black stone, means you put it over there and 5,000 years from now you come, and that's the same rock. If you put it in the water for a couple of days, then try to rush them together, these little pebbles, then some juice will come out of it, and they have it. So it's like that. In his time, when the milk is no good, and the yogurt is no good, the reminiscence is buttermilk. Because it's the yogurt and the water, a spoon of yogurt and a lot of water. And they drink it. He compares it to that good stuff we were talking about. And exaggeration goes on with the musicality of that word of the rhyme. To say that, okay, there are two kinds of drunkenness. With drunkenness, he means what? He means impaired driving. He means being enchanted, finally feeling good. Because in time of Rumi, you cannot be alcoholic. Even the king cannot be afford to be alcoholic. There is no so many wines, and they don't bring it from Australia to here in time of Rumi. There is no wine. So being drunk is good. But he would say there are two kinds of being drunk. That feeling good, that iman we are talking about. So there are two ways for that. One is something that comes from haq. The other one is fake. The difference is that one is permanent, this one is temporary. So don't give in to temporary feeling good about this and that. Because he knows that in this book mainly he tries to lead your emotion while you're transforming yourself. Because you're transforming yourself, learning this, learning that, all of that, it will try to stop you from all the wrongdoings, which is the opposite. The illusion of knowledge will push the arrogance. You become more arrogant, and that's the killer stuff. Yes?
You have made yourself out to be Junaid or Bayezid. Go, for I do not know a hatcher from a key. How, by means of hypocrisy, O contriver of fraud, will you conceal depravity of nature and sloth and greed and